Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone today. Everyone today, we're live on the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. We have Paul Levings. That's Paul Levings from Holiday, Florida. He is a blogger, coach, speaker. He's also the author of Your Life Sucks. Welcome to the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show today. Paul Levings, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Larry. Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, just fine. Paul, glad to have you on the show today. Glad to have you on the show today, but we'll get right on to the point, everyone. We have Paul Levings. We have him, like I said earlier, he's from Holiday, Florida. I never heard of Holiday, Florida, but Paul explained it to me. He says it's a very small town in Florida. But everyone, he is the author of Your Life Sucks. If I'm not mistaken, scheduled to be released in March 2018. Is that right, Paul?
Yes, that's true, Larry. That book will really be almost like a textbook of how to change your life. Basically, it starts with the story of what my life was, which was that my life sucked. It really did. You know, all kinds of problems, you know, and I could tell you all kinds of crap, but bottom line is, and I'm sure there's many listeners out there who can relate to this, you know, the bottom line is, when I looked at my life, I couldn't say that I enjoyed it that much.
Oh, yes.
And
there's a lot of people
couple,
that can relate.
I would think so. And then a few years ago, I set out to learn about how to change my life. I was going to recreate my life from the bottom up. And I only had with me two things to start. 10 years prior, I had seen the movie The Secret. And they talked about manifestation and how to change your life and how to basically be in control of your life. And then I had the Bible verse. And then I had the Bible verse, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so with starting with just those two things, Larry, I went out seeking,
okay?
And I took many, 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 many workshops and personal growth workshops and took a class in anatomy and physiology. And the bottom line is that what I've been able to do is totally transform my life. Today, when I wake up in the morning, my first thought of the day is I love my life.
Good.
And because of my background as an engineer, I used to be a computer engineer back in a previous life here, like several years ago. And because I was an engineer, I approached this whole thing from an engineering perspective, which means that I've got it all kind of laid down to a step-by-step thing so that I'm able to help anybody transform their life.
Okay.
Pretty good?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yes, you learn from experience. Well, like you say, well, put it in general, you were having a bad time. You were having a bad time. And like you say, not just you, everyone has run across a bad spell in their life. You took it and you turned it around. To the better of your good and to the better of other people's good. But now, one thing I prefer to ask you, I don't know if it's in your book, you want to give away too much information or not, but you said that you could explain why a relationship fails. Can you do that for me?
Yes, absolutely. So in the, just to give the larger context to your listeners, the biggest umbrella of what I teach is how to have a perfect life. And the name of my business is I Deserve a Perfect Life. And so do you. So, there's a couple of things, there's a couple of specialties inside of that. And one of them is relationships and the other one is health.
Right.
And so I teach about, in addition to teaching about how to have a perfect life in general, In addition to that, I also talk about what I call unconventional healthcare, which is how to be well and how to get well and stay well without doctors and surgery and drugs.
Okay.
And then the third space is relationships, because if the relationships aren't you good, you know, like how perfect is your life, right?
Mm-hmm,
so,
right.
And when I say relationships, this could be any kind of relationship from the person you just met on the street to the person you're sleeping with for the last 25 years. Okay.
True.
And if anybody is interested, and I'm sure at least a couple of people are, you can go to my website, and I'm going to give that to you right now in a second here. And on my website, there's a free report. You just click on the button for the free report on relationships, because there's two different free reports there. You can get both of them. The website is Paul, P-A-U-L, Levin, L-E-V as in Victor, I-N, so Paul Levin, Trainer, T-R-A-I-N-E-R, trainer.com. And there, again, you can just click on the button and get the free report. So in the 9-page free report, I'm going to give you the one line that is the answer to your question. And the answer to your question is this: speak your truth with compassion. And what that means, briefly, is if everybody, I was going to go to like how the world would be, but just think about your own life. In your own life, what would your life be like if you always spoke what was true for you? What you need,
right.
What you want, what you like, what you don't like, right?
Right.
And imagine how freeing that would be to yourself, right?
Right.
Now, at the same time, there is another person involved here, and that's why there's a second part to that statement, and that is speak your truth with compassion. See, we have no idea what that other person has been through in life. We have no idea what they've been through in the last 15 minutes.
You're sure right. We're sure
right.
Don't.
Right?
Right. Exactly right.
So that's why we need to approach every interaction with compassion and understanding of where they may be coming from. And if they should react, you know, in a manner that, you know, pisses you off, bring up that compassion for them.
Right. Now let's move. Okay. Now let's go further. Now let's go further. Like everyone, if you tune in late today, we have Paul Levins. Paul Levins, he's from Holiday, Florida. He's live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. I am Arthur Larry Tunes, the host. Now we'll go further on down the line with Paul. Now he says that, If I'm not mistaken, when the doctors have given up on you, there's no cure. What are you saying, Paul? Never to give up. When the doctor says that,
never give up. The doctor. So, all right. Let me make a couple statements in general, and then I'll tell you the story of my daughter. So the doctor is trained by the in this country by the AMA, the American Medical Association, and they are governed by the FDA, you know, the Food and Drug Administration. So really, to a huge extent, so when you go to the doctor, their hands are tied. There's only a certain set of things that they are legally allowed to do.
Right.
And frankly, that set is not sufficient. It's just not. Now, let me tell you the story of my daughter.
Okay.
So when she was 12 years old, she came to me, you know, school day morning, right? Daddy, my tummy hurts, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know. Typical little girl
I
raised. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. And it happens to everybody, right? You know, your little girl comes to you, you know, you just finished breakfast, we're getting ready, you know, getting dressed, and it's like, my tummy hurts.
Right.
All right, but this kid's good. I mean, she doesn't pull any games. You know, she likes school, right? So I'm
right.
like, all right, sweetie, you could stay home from school. It was just that simple. And by lunchtime, you could tell this wasn't an ordinary stomach virus, and she was getting much worse.
Yeah.
And she actually threw up dinner. The next day, it was much worse, and we called the pediatrician, who was very close physically to us, you know, very nearby, and very wonderful woman doctor. We loved her immensely. We went into the office, and you know, she checked over my daughter, and basically what she said was, go home, call me if it gets worse, or if it doesn't get better in a couple of days.
Right.
That's it. That's what she did. That was the extent of what she could do for the fact that my daughter's stomach was in pain. And
well, very much. I mean,
huh?
She said, go home and call back if it get worse. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, that's effectively, there was no medication that could help. You know, there was nothing she could do. But she took, you know, I kind of jokingly say when I do a full presentation, and I talk about how she did the usual stuff. She shined that light in one ear and made it come out the other, right?
Right.
But from a medical perspective, from a helping, a curing, a here, this is going to make you feel better perspective, or make you all better perspective, the pediatrician was unable to do anything.
I see.
Well, about 3 days later, it is way, way worse. Much worse.
Much worse.
And we call up the pediatrician. Much worse. Much worse. And we call up the pediatrician, and she says, listen, go to the hospital and get some tests done. So we go to the hospital, and my memory of this, every time I tell this story, this memory, this image pops in my head. And that is an image of my daughter, my little 12-year-old daughter, lying in this hospital bed with tubes all over the place. Okay? And so they did all kinds of tests. They did an upper GI series, which is to basically, under anesthesia, they shove a tube down her throat till it gets to her stomach. And that may sound interesting in and of itself, except for the fact that when they take that tube out and she wakes up from the anesthesia, her throat is hurting immensely.
Right.
Then they did a lower GI series, and I won't describe what that is. And after 3 days and $50,000 in charges, they told me that they felt it was in her head, all in her head, and that they wanted to order a psych consult. To which I kind of, you know, got a little upset. And they also wanted us to go see a gastroenterologist specialist, a stomach specialist, okay?
Yeah.
So I told them there's no way we're doing a psych consult because it's not in her head. And we left the hospital, and then we did decide to go see the specialist at, I don't remember what it was. It was like $150 copay per visit. It was like insane.
It was expensive.
And but here's my daughter. She's going to die. Okay. My daughter can't eat anything. She throws up anything. She's in constant agonizing pain. She's either going to die or live a life of a terrible life health-wise. And so we went to the gastroenterologist specialist, and after something like six visits, we're told that it's all in my daughter's head. Yeah. So then in utter desperation, and like, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. I mean, can you imagine, you know, your daughter, your child, your baby?
I can imagine.
You
I
know,
imagine.
Is dying in front of your eyes, right? And
in front of your eyes.
The people you trusted, the medical community, is saying, you know, we haven't a freaking clue, right? Oops, sorry for the language.
Yeah.
We don't have a clue. And so in desperation, I'm talking to someone who ran the local health food store. And I had known this person for many, many years. And I'm telling them, you know, what's going on with my daughter and what's going on with the doctors. And, like, you know, I'm at the end of my rope here. I don't know what to do. And they said, listen, go see this person in a nearby town about an hour away. And, you know, just go see them. I have no idea what they did, right? I think, did she tell me it was electrodermal screening? Well, I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, as a joke, when I tell the whole long Shaggy Dog story here, as a joke, I say that I knew there'd be a blood sacrifice, so on the way over, we picked up a goat, and to be sacrificed, right? You know, because I envisioned Macbeth's cauldron with the witches standing around it, right?
Right.
And you know, with that, I knew there'd be a blood sacrifice, so we picked up a goat. That's all a joke, okay? That's supposed to be funny.
Thank you. It was funny. It was funny. The ball went right on the head. That's funny.
Okay. So anyway, we get over to the appointment, and in the space of 15 minutes, so what this practitioner did or used, and everybody should look this up on the internet, okay? Search for this. It's called Electro, E-C, I cannot spell, ELEC, E-L-E-C-T-R-O, electrodermal, D-E-R-M-E-L, dermal testing or screening, okay, electrodermal testing or electrodermal screening. And it was invented in the 1930s by a doctor. No, the 1950s. It was invented in the 1950s by a doctor in Germany. And it's an amazing, I won't, you know, take the time to explain the entire modality, but it is an amazing way of finding out what's going on in the body without sticking any needles in and without taking any fluids out. It's all done with electricity and magnetism.
Technology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
Various technologies.
Various technologies. That's right.
Various technologies.
And 3 days later, this was the first incident, so it was longer than 3 days. The first incident, probably a week later, all the pain was gone, and she was back in school.
Right.
2 weeks after that, it was over. It was done with. It was just to be forgotten, except for the fact that I didn't forget it.
Right, I know.
And,
I know.
Yeah. So that was the first story with her. She actually had another story where, again, we went to the pediatrician and the hospital, and they had no clue, and I didn't even go home. We went straight to the practitioner who did the electrodermal screening, and that one got resolved in 3 days.
Three days.
Yeah, and it was all over. That was it.
All over. Yeah.
And so this was my introduction to a whole new universe of healthcare. And from there, from electrodermal screening, I mean, I've learned about 15 or 20 modalities I've learned about. I'm not a practitioner of any of them. I'm a consumer of all of them. And that's how I learn about them. I'm a consumer of them. So my favorites today in the whole of, you know, in the unconventional healthcare universe, my favorites today, and in fact, I really advise everybody should be seeing these two types of practitioners. The first is cranial release. So cranial refers to the bones of the skull. Okay.
Right.
And release means to release them or allow them to move freely or not be jammed up. And most people, unless they've had cranial release, the bones of the skull are actually stuck. And they're supposed to move freely. And NASA proved that, even though the doctors think they're supposed to be fused together. But they even doctors know that's not true anymore. So, so what cranial release does is it adjusts and corrects the positioning of all 22 bones of the skull. And the result is that your brain is now free to control your body as it's intended to do so, instead of being hindered by a skull that's got pressure on it. So that's one modality, and I apologize. The other one that I forgot to mention here is I would combine that with either an herbologist, somebody who uses herbs, okay, and does. And by the way, if you go to the website, Paul, P-A-U-L, Levin, L-E-V-I-N, Trainer,
right.
T-R-A-I-N-E-R.com, PaulLevinTrainer.com, there'll be a link there, a button there, to look at Perfect Health, and that will send you off to another webpage of mine where you can see a blog that I had going at one point where you can read about herbology. And the other thing you might want to read about is homeopathy. And I would combine cranial release together with either somebody who does herbology or someone who does homeopathy. And most of those practitioners do both. So you get a free one.
Okay, that's Paul, everyone. PaulLevinTrainer.com is the website. And anyone on the line that's listening, we are down to the 8-minute mark. Now, I want you to know that was an interesting story. And these things come in handy because they did surgery on it, stuck tubes down to his daughter's throat, and then they come to find out where they said it's all in her mind. So that's why this is a good example of the new technology, and they won't have to do all of this here. You know, that's a good advance of the technology Paul is speaking about. Now, we got anyone on the line, and that you want to ask Paul something? Paul Levings, he's live today.
Yes, I'm listening. First of all, I'd like to say good afternoon. I was just listening at the story, you know, and I was sorry to hear about what went on with your daughter. And just say, she all right today?
Yes, she's 27 years old, and she is in perfect health.
Well, that's a bliss. And I'm interested in going to the website and to learn more about what you talking to us about, you know, so we can know more about that.
Please do. Yes, there's so many ways out there. There's over 300 different ways out there that are not part of the medical community that you can get well from.
Okay.
And you mentioned herbal. You mentioned something about herbal. Could you repeat that for me if I'm correct?
Sure.
Herbal.
Yes. The modality or the method that most people are most aware of is called herbology.
Herbology.
So it's, H-E-R-B and then O-L, I don't know how to spell it, O-L-O-G-Y, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the use of plants to produce health in your body.
Natural.
All natural. Some of them may taste terrible.
Now, thanks, Annette. Thanks for calling in today, and thank you a lot. Annette, that's my sister. Paul, I lost my co-host. I don't know if I told you. I lost him. We did this show back and forth 15 years. Anyway, I don't want to stop the show about it, but I lost him about 3 months ago. He was a co-host on the show. They called him Divine Love, so I'm feeling my way without Divine Love. So, it's all new to me, but the show got to go on. And I thank you today for coming on. Paul, everyone, this is Paul Levins from Holiday, Florida. And we're down to the last five minutes left on the Arthur Larry Tour and Scotch Radio show with Paul Levings. Paul Levings,
go ahead. I was just going to ask if there's any other questions from callers or anything, but go ahead. What was your question?
Well, basically what I was saying, I understand the development of this new technology that will prevent, maybe you don't want to do a surgery. A surgery is not necessary. Maybe this is the advancement of the new technology. You know, and they said that they did. If all my callers listening, they did a lot of things. I mean, they stuck tubes in his daughter's. They did a lot of things. Then basically, they came to say that it was all in her head. Well, you know, that must have devastated Paul, you know. Like you said, he saw a little girl without V. I raised a little girl, and I know it, Paul. It must have devastated Paul. But, you know, I think it is a good idea for this technology, you know, to, like Paul said, examine the brain, you know, examine the bones. He said they were supposed to move. He learned me something. I didn't know that. He said that the bones are supposed to move. Is that right, Paul?
Yes, the bones of the skull should move freely one to another. They actually move as you breathe.
Hmm.
NASA did an experiment. The Space Administration, they did an experiment, I think it was in the 1990s, that proved that the bones of the skull move.
Okay. Now, everyone, you learned something today. You learned it right here.
Mm-hmm.
You learned it right here from Paul Levin. But I did not know it. I did not know it. And everyone, we're down to the last 3 minutes. We're down to the last 3 minutes, everyone. And if there's anything else anyone would ask Paul, now I'm going to play the episode tomorrow on Facebook. And like I say, it plays all the time at Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and I connect it also with Twitter.
May I spell the website one more time?
Yes, please, sir. Please do.
Just to spell it one more time, PAUL for Paul, and then LEVIN, Levin, trainer.com.
Okay, and how can they reach you on Facebook?
On Facebook, it's facebook.com/IDeserveAPerfectLife. And there's I should probably put a link directly on the Paul Levin Trainer to that. But if you go from the Paul Levin Trainer to the homepage, at the bottom of the homepage are links to the Facebook page.
Okay, and he's the author of Your Life Sucks. Your Life Sucks.
Your Life Sucks. Yeah, and how to change it.
And I always get it. Yeah, he had to change his life. Yeah, he changed his life, everyone. And there's 90 seconds left in the internet, and they were all my calls listening. All my calls listening, whether you listen on the line, whether you listen to Blog Talk Radio, no matter where you listen to that. I want you to have a great day. I hope God bless every one of you. And we have, let me say, 90 seconds, and I'll let Paul talk his last 90 seconds. And thanks for coming on, Paul, and you have 60 seconds, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay. I think the biggest thing everyone can do is to consciously think happy thoughts. Because when you think happy things, you experience things that make you happy.
Okay.
So as trite as that may sound, it actually works. It's all how you think.
How you think is the mind. Right.
Everything is controlled by your beliefs.
Right. There it is. That's the theory of the show. Think happy thoughts. Think happy thoughts, everyone. Like Paul has give the mind the control, you know, and your mind has the control. So think happy thoughts. Paul, thank you for coming on today. Paul Levins from Holiday, Florida. Everyone, thanks for coming on, Paul, and thanks everyone listening. Have a great day. God bless you.
Y'all have a good day. Yeah. God bless.
Good, Larry. This is a wonderful call.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, I'll look forward to the email. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. And I'll get that to you, I'll say on tomorrow. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.